Inconsistent.
So, the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is on vacation. They did their job, yeah.
They did their job.
Se fueron.
So, do you remember any of the rulings there?
The school one, you got to pay your college loans.
Student loan. Come on.
That was one. We Come already on, discussed people. It.
You already know you got to pay your freaking loans.
Yeah.
You should This have. Is a no-brainer.
You should have went to Toro College if you weren't wanting to pay that much money.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Because this is only coming from one side of the political spectrum that want that student loan forgiveness.
The poor people.
Yeah, basically. There's people that went to school and was like, I'm going to be a financial expert or a business thing. And then when they graduate, they get a job doing that stuff. And then there's another group of people that go, I'm going to be a lesbian theater major.
What?
A lesbian theater major?
You only want to play lesbian roles?
They decided that's what they want to do. That's what kind of...
Is that a thing?
That's what kind of college they went to.
Wait, no, but is that a real degree?
It might be. I don't know. But they did stuff. Oh, I'm going to do gender studies. Or I'm going to do... And those are the colleges they went to. So when they graduated, you know what happened?
They couldn't get it.
There's no job for you.
To become a lesbian actor?
Sorry. You should have did business. We need business people. Maybe you should have did a trade. You should have been a plumber instead of being a gender studies major. You could have made some money.
You could have been a lesbian plumber.
You could have been. Everybody loves lesbian plumbers. They're the best.
They do, actually.
Really good at their job. The point is, these people realize, I'm assed out. I'm working at Starbucks and I owe $100,000 in student debt. And the other people that did a business major are like, I got a job. I'm good. I'm paying them back little by little.
Yeah, I don't even like this type of business, but yeah, I got a job.
So those people are crying. We need a president that's going to pay off our student loans.
I thought that part of it was... No, it wasn't COVID because... Yeah, it was COVID because he was running under that banner too.
Yeah. But...
Well, part of the... Part of the proposal...
Which is the right thing to do, let's be honest.
It was right to pause the loans while the end of the world was happening?
Yeah, it's right to pause a few things. A few things, not just the loans. Because this is kind of a crisis we're in. You know, sometimes it takes extreme measures to get through things.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas are getting fired. Businesses are closing.
All right. So we it's kind of like... It was a timeout.
A timeout for everybody. For renters, don't pay the landlord. Landlords, don't pay the taxes. Mortgage, don't pay the mortgage. Bank, stop, please. Everybody just take a break for a few
months.
We'll
just add another 3 zeros to this deficit.
Well, you don't have to add no zeros to no deficit. You just don't spend money. Make money. Do whatever you got to do. Sell cakes. I don't care what you got to do. Just don't pay us. Don't pay us. In fact, stop taxes altogether for the next few months. Let's just stop. Okay? Electric companies, you know, you still got to pay your bill. I'm sorry. You need electricity.
And you saw how Con Ed was like, we don't actually make the electricity. We just the delivery people. Say, bitch, then who do we complain to? My life bill was $300.
Anyway, the point is, those are the people that are asking for the student forgiveness. Which is, most of the time, if you're a gender studies major, you probably voted for Biden. If you're a business guy, you're probably going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just normal. It's just the way the ideologies break down, you know?
Yeah, but the black person that's like, yeah, I'm a business guy. Fuck.
Yeah. First of all, every single... Listen, if they're going to pay off your student loan, you better take advantage of that. There's no doubt about it.
First of all, who's saying no to free money?
Like, that's what I'm saying. So it's not... I don't think they should pay off everybody's student loan. But if I have a student loan that needs to be paid off, and they're going to say, yeah, we're going to pay off the student loan, I'm taking that money.
Yeah. The difference between me and this nigga is that when someone offers, hey, do you want me to get that for you? He's already like, can I get something else on top? Where I'm like, no, are you sure? Like, you know what? All right.
That's crazy.
And don't go out to eat with this nigga. That's just gonna hit different.
This guy's crazy. He's projecting right now.
Projecting, and I know I look fatter in camera because I have to hoard shit from this nigga.
He's the only one that's like, when we go out to eat, he's like, let me see the bill. Let me see the bill. I want to see what I bought.
I only had a fucking soda.
I'm not gonna pay for that. I'm sorry.
He's like, well, you gotta pay for my 14th kid chicken nuggets.
But like I said, with welfare, any kind of money that the government is giving, You might as well take it. COVID funds, take it, bro. What's wrong with you? Take it.
Hell yeah.
Duh.
I was pissed off that when they were giving that $600 check.
Yeah.
The big one. Yeah. Was it 600?
It's 12.
No, the unemployment. You got the unemployment plus the extra six.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What I should have done was, because I had a remote job, I should have gotten up behind the bus and did those little shuttles from the hospital to Fort Lee. 20 minutes from Fort Lee, which is right over the George Washington Bridge and the Columbia University Hospital, all those hospitals are up there. Shuttle bus. I move every hour, half hour, and take the doctors to and from. George was caking it. He was making an extra $3,000 a week. Wow. While collecting, nigga.
Wow.
Caking it.
But, yeah, take it. Also, take it. Let me reiterate. I'm going to say this again. I'm only going to say this. The government doesn't make money. The government takes money from us and pays other people, whatever. So it's our money anyway.
You might it's kind of hard to swallow that pill. The government doesn't make money.
They don't make money. They take money.
They take it.
They take it all. They take it from us.
And we want to give more to them to take.
No, we don't want to give them anything.
Yeah,
I don't want to give them. You want to pay taxes? I don't want to pay no taxes.
Who's voting these people that are making shit more expensive?
Listen, Democrats and both Republicans.
Us?
Yeah, they both do it. So there's no.
It's us to blame.
You should have voted Libertarian. They're willing. They want to cut all the taxes.
Yeah, but they don't exist. That's the one embute.
They don't exist because nobody votes for them.
It's an embute.
Yeah, vote for them.
You think that in our lifetime we'll see another party actually become official?
I don't think so. They have a monopoly on the election system. You can only be a Democrat or Republican. You can't enter a third party because you need a certain amount of votes. That's impossible to get.
This is what I'm saying, pendeja. You don't think that there'll be a...
No. You got to start with local. It's the only way. They just changed one of the rules. I forget which one it is. Where they, instead of doing you vote for Democrat or Republican...
The ranked choice voting?
The ranked choice voting. That's going to open up the door for third party candidates to jump
you
in.
You think so?
That's why they make it. That's the point of it.
So it's,
think about it. If it's ranked choice, you're going to vote Democrats my first choice and Republicans my second vote. It doesn't matter at that point. You're voting for two people. You know what I'm saying? But if you add a third one in there, now we can. Now you need ranked choice. Because now it's like, all right, if the Democrat doesn't win, then I want my vote to go to the Libertarian guy. Or whatever. The independent guy.
But those are not for the main elections. Those are for the little local ones.
But that's how you got to start. You got to start in local. Once you got enough guys working the system there, then it's going to open up the door for the next level.
And like, that would also suggest that there would need to be more than one. Because when you're running for president, there's the primary and then there's the general. The primary is within your own party.
Yeah.
And the general is when it's everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. But the general only requires two people, one from each party.
Yeah.
So how do you get that opened up?
You got to work your way up the system. You got to start from the bottom. It just opened up in New York. So I think Alaska has it now. There's a few
states that have, not countries, yeah. States, but.
But that's going to open up the door for the next level. Now, okay, now instead of
mayors, how? Because there's still only two choices, blue or red. In ranked choice voting, there's still only two parties.
No, it's not. Then anybody can run. That's the point of the ranked choice. You make a choice who you want to be.
Right, but in every voting system, there's the primary and there's a general where there's only two.
But those, okay, wait, hold on. When you're doing primary, the primaries, that's within your party. That's totally separate than the elections
right.
That we have.
And they have ranked choice voting in that now.
But
not in general.
But that's separate. That has nothing to do with the American system. That's like your own private company doing something under the table, whatever. You guys do whatever you want. All the Republicans get together. They're like, all right, let's vote for a Republican guy. Who's going to be the nominee?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll still be ranked choice voting is just a system by which it's counted, not.
No. But now with.
I don't see how that's going to generate a third party.
With the generals, now when you got the
nigga from this side the nigga from that side.
Now we can have a third guy that jumps in or a fourth or fifth guy to jump in. Now it could be a whole bunch of different parties that run together and you make a ranked choice.
Yeah, no. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I get it. But ranked choice is not going to get us to that finish line. I think the system is that there has to be a certain amount of votes for like the independent party in order for that to become legit.
What I'm saying is this. You need the ranked choice just so their name pops up. We don't even know who these people are because their name don't pop up anywhere.
No, but I think the way it works now is that there is an independent party and people vote, but there has to be a certain percentage of people that vote, I think it's like 8%?
Yeah.
But and then it's considered, hold on, then it's considered, correct me if I'm wrong, then it's considered officially a party. The independent party is now recognized and they're now part of the general election. There comes that third guy.
Yeah, but that's how it works right now.
Right.
Yeah. So what they want to do is say, forget about the 8%. Anybody. Any party can throw your guy in there. Anybody. No percentage. You don't need a percentage. You just have a party and you throw a guy in there.
So it breaks the rules of the general election of just having one representative for each established party.
Yes.
You're saying that ranked choice voting will allow, will circumvent or amend that law, rule, whatever way of doing it, that you and I could go in as the party of the docking stations.
The docking station. Yeah. You could jump in there.
I don't think that is going to achieve that. I don't think.
Well, the thing is that this is how it works. You vote. If you're a Democrat, you don't want no Republicans, right? So you say, Democrat's my first choice. I'm definitely not going to pick Republican for my second. I'd rather pick independent before I pick a Republican, right?
Yeah.
So if the Democratic guy doesn't make it, the votes all go to the independent guy.
But it doesn't work in the system we have right now, like for president, for example, because
there's only two people. No, but that's why I said it starts at the bottom. You got to work your way up the system.
The local guy.
It starts here. Once this is successful, now we can make the ranked choice of the next one.
And now we're here.
And we work your way up. And to the point where it's like, this guy is a libertarian candidate or whatever candidate. He's the governor of freaking Mexico, New Mexico.
Do you think we're going to see a woman president?
Yes.
We're going to see that shit?
I think me and you will see that, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The criticism.
Yeah.
And then the criticism of the criticizers.
They're going to be like, well, they never complain about men doing this. I think they're gonna complain about stuff that she wears. Why is she wearing that outfit? That's a horrible outfit. No good. Meanwhile, they freaking remember Obama when he wore that brown suit.
I know. First of all, he has swag. So you know what I mean. Hey. When you have the swag, you can make anything work.
Yeah, it did look weird.
It did. He looked like Abraham Lincoln, but came out of like back in time.
But it's like whatever. It's an outfit
in monotone.
Yeah. You're gonna make him wear the same exact suit as everybody else. Let him wear whatever he wants. If I was a president, I would literally wear this. I would show up like this. Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, my God.
Imagine you show up to the freaking G3 Senate, whatever.
The summit.
You just show up and everybody's there. Like, oh, remember when Trump pushed the guy out of the way? I was just like, imagine you showing up with this outfit. Just like,
I'm sorry. I miss Trump. Trump in the spotlight like that.
But, yeah.
It's so funny.
They should wear whatever you want. If a guy from Middle East shows up with a freaking bata, without nobody complaining, nobody saying, oh, you're supposed to wear a suit. They let him wear a stupid bata and a hat, right? Why can't I show up with this? This is my culture. I show up like this.
It's so stupid, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If I was any government official,
I wouldn't do half of the shit they do ceremonially. Parting turkeys?
Yeah.
Eat this, nigga.
I would literally be like, I want a knife.
Yeah, like, let's
I'm going to do this on camera.
We're going to do some murk stuff.
Imagine on the news, they're like, unbelievable, you killed a turkey. It'll be on news forever. Every Thanksgiving. Remember last year when this guy killed a turkey on the fucking on the White House lawn? Just blood in the White House lawn. I'm just butchering the thing. And I'm like, we're going to eat everybody, turkey for everyone.
I think that in many ways, when I think about like the morale or the figure that America paints or expects from their president, Kennedy. I think that for the vast part, people got bored of it. Like, let's get somebody who's wilding the fuck out for entertainment purposes only.
Well, the thing, this is what I liked. What I liked about Kennedy, he was raw. This is what it is. Remember, he was talking about that. You probably don't remember. He was saying that there's secret societies within the government that we got to get rid of. And then he died. His head blew up, something like that. He got sick and his head exploded.
He got sick in a car ride.
He just sneezed and his head exploded. That's the only conspiracy theory that I believe in, by the way.
Really? So when they came out with that show, 1963, you will love it. I'm loving it. I love
that show, yeah. It's the only conspiracy theory that makes sense logically to me.
He was fucking it up.
Think about it. What other conspiracy theories made? The Illuminati?
I don't know.
You know what the Illuminati is? The freaking place where all the heads of state go and they talk from different countries and they talk. That's the Illuminati.
The UN?
Yeah, the UN. That's the Illuminati. There's the people running the world. There's five people that run the world. Yeah, five people. Yeah, Russia, China, America. Yeah.
And are we really counting Russia now?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. When they say like the Illuminati, I'm like, that's you. We can see them every day on the news. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't really want to see no more shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of done.
But what else? What other conspiracy theories even make sense to you? There's none. Aliens? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a thing that happens.
They're literally over there.
Either they're there or they're not. There's no conspiracy. Either they're there or they're not. That's it. What's the conspiracy? What? That where the government's hiding it?
Yeah, just like they're hiding that the world is round.
But also think about it. If the aliens were real, you think the government shouldn't hide it? Of course they should hide it. This is going to be mass chaos. I would keep it a secret too.
And you're the first ones that are going to wall out the Christians.
Well, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Muslims? You don't think they would? Well, why would I wall out? Why do I care if there's aliens? My only question is, hey, do you know who Jesus is? If you don't, then you got to know who Jesus is.
We got to talk.
We got to talk. He came here to this one. Apparently, he didn't go to none of the other ones. Then we got lucky. Jeez.
Well, we're going to get those numbers up in church. That's what we're going to do. We need it in Staten Island.
So you're going to see Trump guys be like, keep them off the planet. Right? Well, okay, the flat earth. The only way that would be a conspiracy if the earth is actually flat and the government kept it from us. Because that doesn't even make sense that they would keep it a secret. Right? Think about it. Right now we think the earth is a globe. Imagine you grew up in school and the earth was flat. What's the difference between the mentality? It's just different. You know what I mean?
I wonder if it would hinder progress. Would that have anything to do with it?
Why?
I don't know, because it's flat. It's like, that's the end. It's like, oh, there's no more.
We would still be like, all right, what's behind the wall?
Yeah,
stop our curiosity. Yeah, yeah, we would continue.
Did you see
it doesn't even make sense that they would keep it a secret. It would make sense that they would just tell us and we would know. We would have known 1,000 years ago. It would mean nothing to us.
Jesus Christ.
Right? It would mean nothing to us. There's no conspiracy theory to me that's like, oh, that's a good one. Except for the Kennedy one. That the government, the secret societies within the government.
What about 9/11?
I don't think it was a conspiracy either. You know what I think it is? The government dropped the ball like they did with Pearl Harbor. They dropped the ball. They knew something was coming and they were like, eh, something happened. I don't think there was bombs in the building.
Like Pearl Harbor. Those aren't planes. It must be the screen that's broken.
But one of the stories of Pearl Harbor is the people doing the radar. They're like, wow, there's a bunch of, looks like planes.
Yeah, it's the monitor. It's broken.
And the general the general was like, oh, they must be practicing.
Yeah.
And they just let them go. It's just a bunch of people making stupid, just like Russia. A bunch of people making decisions that made mistakes. That's all it is. Oof. So that's what I think happened in 9/11. But when the building collapses, the biggest one for 9/11 was Building 7. Remember when it looks like it imploded and fell down?
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours later. Once I watched a video of why that happened, I was like, oh, that makes sense. There was a big space in the middle, like high ceilings, 3 or 4 floors high or whatever. And all the fire was landed right on top of it. So when it fell in that gap. Everything went in there.
And melted the structure?
Yeah, they don't have to melt. It doesn't have to cut through the steel. It just has to make it weak enough that the floors on top can't handle the weight.
Like the capsule with the little screw.
Yeah.
That little.
That's it. That's all it means. Just weak point and it just collapses.
Oh my.
Once I saw the way the inside of the building, and then if you watch old 9/11 videos, the fire department are in there and you hear the people falling down through the glass from that building. They're falling in there. And it's like, oh, makes sense. It's gonna collapse. Of course it's gonna collapse. Same thing happened to 2 buildings later. You think it's not gonna collapse over here? This building had debris from that building fall on top of it.
Yeah, when you think about, I think when you're describing what you're trying to describe, let me help the audience. It's like when they do demo on buildings and they take down buildings, how precisely it's planned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they get it to land at a certain angle.
Exactly.
With mega structures and important shit right next door. And they managed to precisely land it.
And land it perfect.
Think about that. 9/11, that was just coming down.
Yeah. And if you look at the construction of the Twin Towers, it was one beam in the middle, and then all the other beams were on the outside. The inside was empty.
Yeah.
So when it fell, it was literally, the outside was holding pancakes. It from falling out, and the middle was holding it from the, just little.
It was literally like pancakes with the fork that stood up.
Yep. And that's why when everything was over, when all the things dried up, you see these, the ends of the columns. Building. Yeah. Because that's the strongest part.
I remember when they were taking the, those columns and debris, they were taking it to Staten Island.
Yeah.
Was shipping it. You can see it on Third Avenue all day. Oh, the trucks. Ah, yeah. And it was going all to be analyzed. What do you think they did with all that shit?
They sent it to China and melted it. What are you going to do with steel? We're going to keep it forever? With this giant pile? This big pile of, in memory of that? No, we need that. We need that metal. Save the little cross that stood. Remember that?
Yeah.
We'll save that. That's nice. The fire truck.
That's nice.
We'll save a fire truck. They found a fire truck. Remember they kept that? Well, that's nice too. We'll keep that. Everything else got to go. We're not going to keep a mess in this room. That's like when your kids come home with a whole bunch of paperwork. Oh, I drew this. I drew this. But like, we'll keep one, put it in the fridge. Everything else got to go in the garbage. Good job, kid.
I got like one gift from school that I saved.
That's what I'm saying. Like all the other ones are garbage. Are we going to keep them for memories?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one or two drawings.
Maybe here or one there. Or two. You made 1,000. I'm not keeping all those.
He did a project where you write down for Father's Day. You write down on those stupid straws. Ugh. Ice cream pop straws, the long ones. That you used to make shit with in school, and just write down things you like doing with your dad. So he wrote down like playing video games, you know, whatever he wrote.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And it's simple. It's in a jar. We'll throw that in there.
I have one thing that Damien gave me, and I got one thing that Isaiah gave me, and I keep those two things.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
When Aaron and Jackson make me something that I was like, oh, this is nice. That it'll last.
Do you have any pictures? That's all your wife.
Oh, my wife keeps all that. Yeah.
And I have
then,
one picture.
And then they throw it out later. He still draws, so it's fine.
He's drawing better.
But anyway, so I can't even think of a conspiracy that's like, oh, that's good. Except for the JFK. Because he was releasing secrets that nobody wanted him to release. Remember the president right before him was talking about the military industrial complex. He was like, we gotta watch the military. They're gonna take money. Basically what he's saying is they wanna funnel all the money to the military because they want the military to grow. So it's Washington. And then what happened? Vietnam War. And JFK was like, we got to get him out of here. We got to stop this. The president before just said this is going to happen. It's happening. We got to end it. We got to end that. We got to get rid of the mob. We got to get rid of within the government. This is called the dark state. I think it's called the dark state. Whatever. Where it's people. The deep state. The people within the government, the head officials of like the FBI and this and that. They're people we don't see on the news. But they all talk to each other and try to work things out. So he's like, these guys are colluding to basically, you know, basically run the government that we do see. And we got to get rid of that. And then what happens? His head gets blown off.
So is it fair to say then that there's an underlying conspiracy in what you're describing, that our presidents don't really run the show?
Yeah, that's easy, yeah.
So that's another conspiracy.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think everybody knows. I don't think it's a secret at all.
You
don't think Nancy Pelosi was running the government for 20 years? Beyond Obama, beyond Trump, you don't think they were making decisions to run the country? It's in your face. None of it's hidden. Chuck Schumer's been in the government for how long? 30 years in the same freaking seat?
Biden.
Voting for laws? Exactly.
Biden, right?
It's just the same people running the government. The president shows up for 4 years like, yeah, I'm running the country. Nothing. Gone. Next. Sorry, Mr. President. We passed the laws, not you. You're just the executive office. We're the legislative office.
Yeah,
we
make you exactly. Look pretty and hold the turkey up.
That's it.
Grab the turkey. By then.
Imagine. This is how my abuela told me how to do it. Just snap the turkey's neck.
Oh, my, that would devastate America. You know what America.
And then I'll tell the chef, come right away and grab this turkey. They'll grab, put on the plate, grab it.
You know what would happen the next day? They would be like,
it'll be all over the news. I love it.
Bitch, you'll get an automated call from your school saying, we're now offering counseling services for the kids in the turkey massacre. Turkey stocks dropped dramatically after the president of the United States beheaded instead of traditionally pardoning the turkey.
I would kill that turkey. I would do so many things that make no. It's just dead. Like you said, you break all the traditions.
Yeah, all of them.
I'll do this with jeans and a t-shirt on. Just like, I'll make sure it's nice and loud. My microphone that they put right here, I'll make sure I'm like, click, so the whole world can hear the crack.
Oh my, you would devastate America. You would fundamentally change America.
And then I would make probably a speech like, oh, you like to eat the turkey, but you don't want to see it die? Oh, you don't like that part.
You know how much counseling services are going to need just one day in office for your ass?
And then I'll compare it to like the military. Oh, you love sending military to war, but you don't want to watch the kids come back and
get. What's another stupid thing that the presidents do?
I don't know.
Besides the turkey. All we got is the turkey?
That's all we got, yeah.
God damn. That's not too bad. Let me have the fucking turkey.
I'll kill the turkey. I'm killing that turkey.
I can't think of any other stupid thing.
I'd run on that. Vote for me. I'll kill the turkey.
The first lady does a lot of dumb shit.
Oh, she decorates the White House for like Christmas and stuff. That's like her job. Yeah.
She reads books to the kids. She was,
I mean, whatever.
Starts some kind of foundation that fades away through time.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, no, she could keep doing that. And if it was a guy, what would that look like?
Yeah. You know what I'll do too? I'd be like, I would be in the camera with the microphone and everything. I'll tell the heads of state. I'll be like, you know, they're only going to keep me for 4 years. After those 4 years, then I can revoke. I killed that turkey. They're not going to bring me back. There's no way they're going to bring me back.
My second term was in the neck.
But when I'm gone, behind the government's back, we can negotiate stuff. I'll work things out still. And let the world heal that. Because they did. They heard. Remember, they heard what Obama, he told Putin that. He was like, I want to give you this, but I got to wait for this election cycle. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. They caught him on a hot mic. He told Putin. I forgot what it was about, but they caught him. He was like, I just got to deal with this election thing. I'm going to win. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to take care of you.
And we'll talk.
And then we'll talk, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But Supreme Court, we didn't even talk about it.
Wow. We only got to one of the decisions, which was.
I forgot. I don't know. Oh, the freaking school. Okay, what's the next one? What was it? The gay make it a website. Remember that one? Did you hear about that one? It was a woman basically saying, if somebody's gay, I'm a Christian, and they want me to make a wedding site, I want to be able to say no. The weird thing about it, I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs. Apparently the woman that brought the case to the Supreme Court or whatever, she doesn't even make websites. She's just saying, if
in case I decided
if to, I take, decide yeah. to make websites.
This is a white people's shit, yeah, if that's the case.
which I get the thing behind it. If somebody's coming at me and they want me to do something that I don't want to do, I don't want to have to do it.
Right.
I don't care. I don't want to offer that as a business.
But it does it also in the same breath deny the rights of dockings?
No. Let them be as gay as they want. Just don't come to me with that crap.
Yeah, but by not allowing me to be able to get a website or a cake, you're saying also, I feel like you're saying that you're not acknowledging my right of my individuality.
Well, sexism. Well, the only thing I would compare it to is race. So, like, imagine the lady's like, I don't want to make a website for black people if they're getting married.
Then it's fucked up, right? Because you're fucking up with black people.
The only thing I would say is that you can't change the color of your skin, obviously.
I can't change my sexuality. I was born this way.
But you don't have to marry a guy.
But I was born this way.
It's fine. You can still marry a girl.
But I was born this way?
You could be gay all you want.
And I could marry a guy now.
You could. Don't even come to me for a website, though. If you marry a woman, though, I'll take care of you. But if you're black, you can't change that. It's stuck. You can't unblack yourself.
But I'm gay. I can't unchange. You be gay.
I don't care.
But I can't unchange. I was born this way.
I'm not asking you to change anything.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying if you marry a guy, I can't make the website. But if you marry a girl, I will.
But that's that you're secluding me from society.
No, you go find somebody else. There's a billion people that want to make gay websites. Trust me, these niggas want money. I don't want your money. You go anywhere else you want.
No, now I want yours.
Well, that's why we're going to court. Because I don't want to be forced to do something I don't want to do.
Besides, you're the one who's selling it. So what I have to do with it?
But it's against my personal relationship.
You're selling a product, so don't sell the product.
Well, you're
not allowed to sell.
I have my stipulations. What I don't want to do.
You can't sell the product then.
You could do that.
You can't sell it for all of us.
I don't sell the product.
If you,
I don't make websites at all. I just wanted to do this because just in case.
I have to decide. I want to.
So
like, let's pretend the fight.
Yeah. Basically,
that's exactly what she did.
If, yeah. But I think I understand that decision because some people will die for the religion. You see that? Wow, Allahu Akbar all day.
All right? Day. 9/11.
So that now we have to be like, okay, these people, they believe in their faith with their lives. Like, it's not like they're making believe they're Christian. They believe in it with all their lives. So we got to respect the fact because the First Amendment is freedom of religion.
Well, I think the technicality where they got them on this one was freedom of expression. Yeah. That falls under freedom.
And also, freedom of association.
Speech.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you can't do that. You can't force somebody to do something for somebody else. Now, with the race, you can't change that. You could do the same thing for religion too, though. You can say, for the Muslims, you can't go to her because technically you could change your religion. You know what I'm saying? You can't change your race.
No.
So it's unchangeable. That's like saying if somebody's handy.
That's what's probably coming next. Now I'm not Puerto Rican anymore.
Oh yeah, we expect it to happen. I told you, Rachel Dolezal.
Dito, she got it really bad.
She got it bad, but they're gonna.
She got it bad.
They're gonna.
But she's up and coming.
They're gonna lift her up like a hero.
She's gonna be the martyr.
She's gonna be the martyr. No, she's gonna be their Martin Luther King.
No,
that's what she's gonna be.
That's too much.
No, you're gonna see.
It's so tough.
I'm the first one that came out, and look how they treated me. I did that for you guys, so you guys don't have to be treated like that.
I paved the way, and it was difficult. I had to take my kids to the barbershop and wait outside.
Yeah.
While they talk shit about me, and they're to my kids.
Yeah. And now look at us now.
That was such a good episode.
You could be whatever. You could be whatever race you want now.
Oh my! What would you be besides white?
I would be Chinese because I know they're gonna get into Harvard now, with no problem.
That was another thing that came out. Affirmative action. You think that's fucked up?
I've been said it for episodes upon episodes.
Shut up, bitch. I'm saying you think it's fucked up they took it away.
No. They should have got rid of it. It's time.
Done.
It's time. Time gotta go.
It's not gonna disenfranchise the poor black Latino.
Why would I'm asking
the question, bitch.
Why would I give my money to Harvard if I could give my money to Boricua College? Right? Why are we giving money to these white people? They don't care about us. Why are you making Harvard the gold standard? Make Boricua College the gold standard. Yo, this is one of the best colleges in America, Boricua College. That's why I don't understand the mentality. These people
want to... You're going to get pregnant in Boricua College. Just don't. Make sure you bring those rubbers.
Yo, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they talk so much crap about white people, but they want to be validated by white people colleges. I went to Harvard. Go to a black college. You should be proud of that. Give your money there. Don't even apply for Harvard. Apply for the black college. Give them the money.
There was something else that, and I forgot what it was, that schools, universities are now allowing. But I think that was a good one. I was like, you know what? It's time. If we're talking about equality, it shouldn't be for this and some for this, but not for over here. Yeah.
You know what it should be? It should be that you get that college application. There's no name. There's no race. There's no age. There's no sex. It just has your stats.
Gender?
None of that. Just your stats. This is good. This is bad. This is
I got a 90 in geometry.
And just let them come in. Whoever's got the best, we throw them in there and that's it. If that's really what they want. And then you'll see almost all of them are going to be Asian.
Back to square one, folks. Let's wake up those Congress, those senators, yeah, and but that's lawmakers.
I don't understand why they want white people validation. They want to be the whatever the white people made. These people want to have that instead of making their own thing. And you know what I'm saying? It reminds me of back in the day, the comic book stuff, and they were like, they turned somebody black. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They turned Spider-Man black. Well, that's not a good example because you didn't get too much backlash because they made a totally new character. But let's just say they took a white character.
When did they make Spider-Man black?
Miles Morales, Spider-Verse.
Oh, such a good.
Yeah. It's a different character. But if he was Peter Parker and he was black, people would be like, "Oh, why are you taking him? Why are you taking the white character?"
Like what they did with the mermaid.
Okay, that's a great example.
Come on, boy.
The mermaid's the Stay one. Up. That's what I'm looking for.
Stay up, boy.
So the mermaid one. Why even just make a new
mermaid? You fucked up like so many people's mermaids.
Yeah. Just make
it. That's what literally some black people were saying. Like, you fucked up my mermaid. Like, yeah. When I think of mermaid, I think about the red headed bitch, yeah, not just a regular white girl.
The ginger.
The ginger girl.
The ginger. But why not just have your own character? Why not build your own thing? Why do you got to do with the white people?
Yeah, make your own story.
Make your own story. Why do you want your hero to be associated with these white people?
Yeah, but even when you look at like the stories that the blacks be making, it's like, this shit seems like it borrowed this shit from the white people.
But it's their own still. It's like Black Panther. Stanley made Black Panther because he wanted to give the black people their own hero.
Yeah.
He could easily make Captain America black.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He was like, no. They're going to have their own guy that they could do.
It would have just been Panther.
Yeah. The White Panther. The Kruger.
Oh, we got plenty of those. Go to Texas. Joe Rogan.
But they totally got I don't know. This is a permanent action thing. Like, yo, bro, just do your own thing. Why are you so lonely on white people?
No, not that part.
Stay away from the white people. I've been saying this from the beginning.
You sit away. See, that's the job I'm applying for.
Yeah. I've been saying this from the beginning. Why are we so worried about white people? Get out of our way, bro. Stop. You're holding us back, bro.
You think the white people are worried about us? Some of them are. Some of them are
definitely. Some of them are. About every other race, they're worried about white people. Well, I'm more like, I want the white people to stay away from us. Because they're the ones that's ruining our stuff. Look at Puerto Rico, how it is right now. Puerto Rico was beautiful. Isla de Encanto, beautiful. White people came, what they're doing? They're building stuff and they're making the dirt go into the water. They're muddying the water. You watch that woman? She's a reporter in Puerto Rico and she's talking about it. She's like, they're coming to Puerto Rico because it's cheaper and they want to build these resorts. But while they're doing the construction, they're not following the rules.
And they're throwing like all the waste and the
right into the water. They're dirtying the
beach. You seen the video with the pipe?
And then they want to block the beach off, like it's a private beach.
Yeah, for us. Yeah,
okay, this is what I mean. Get the white people out of the way. Let us build our own place, our own resorts. You know what I'm saying?
There's that lazy mentality too, though.
Yep. But I mean,
do nothing.
But don't get mad at the white people that they're doing it and you're not. You know what I'm saying? You should do it. But if you're not doing it, what
because
do you
expect? Because part of the mentality is that let them do it, then we'll complain and they'll have to give it to us and then it's ours.
But that's the welfare mentality. That's the victim mentality. Yeah. We got to get out of that. That's what's happening right now with the affirmative action thing. They want to be like, I want to take their college and put mine on my resume, Harvard. Why you want Harvard? What's a black college? Hey Siri, what's a famous black college?
I found this on the web.
NCPAA.
No, there's one that I can't remember the name of it, but it's a very popular one. Howard University. That's the most famous one. Why not make Howard University the new Harvard? All the smartest black people, instead of applying to Harvard, apply to Howard.
But only for blacks.
Yeah, affirmative action doesn't exist anymore. Why do you want white people there for? Just do your own thing. Do your own thing. Why you? I don't understand.
Does
why
affirmative action then also like aren't there like grants for minorities? For does that affect that?
I don't think it should. I don't think
you see what I'm saying.
I don't think it does, and I don't think it should.
Because one has to do with admissions, and the other one has to do with
because the grants
might not be
associated with government. Yeah,
that might be something.
That might be independent.
It's coming out of the white people's pocket.
Yeah, let them give them the money. I don't care.
Exactly. Who's saying no to free money?
You got Howard, Spelman College, Xavier University,
ooh.
Morehouse. That's another famous one. Morehouse. I think actually Morehouse was where that show, remember, A Different World? It's a different world where you come from. Remember the guy with the glasses that flipped up?
Wow, dude.
I think that took place in that college, that show.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is stay away from these white people, bro. I don't understand the mentality. Like, we want to be in their college. We want to give them our money. We want to pay them. Why do you want to pay them for?
Are you talking about the show with Jada Pinkett? They were like in college,
yes,
all the black kids.
There you go, yeah. You remember?
You took it to the next level.
And then one of the kids from the Cosby Show, the oldest daughter, the hot one.
I feel like I have to take this call.
Take it, pause. We're going to record the conversation.
Hello? 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 Oh, try calling it back. Ah, we got played by the subscriber. You have dialed.
Have you been getting spam calls?
I do. I just ignore it. If I don't know the number, I pretty much ignore it. And then they'll either leave me a voicemail or text me. And I'm like, oh, you're a real person. I'll call you back.
I feel like it died down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because supposedly they went after it.
Good. It's so annoying.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, yeah. There's nothing the Supreme Court, and this is what I'm worried about. You're going to know. You're going to see. You're not going to like this. People are going to look at it like, that's not fair. What they're doing in this Supreme Court, this group of people, they're saying, we're going to forget about feelings. We're going to forget about this and that. We're only going to focus on the law and what the law says. And if this bringing forth goes against what the law says, then we got to get rid of it. And that's what they're doing. And you look at other Supreme Courts, they're kind of like activists. where they're like, oh, we got to do this to help the people.
This group of people, because they're the ones that are suffering.
They're the ones that are suffering, so we got to do that. When that's not what the court is made for.
No.
The court is to say, this is the Constitution.
If you really think about their job function, it's kind of boring.
It should be boring. We shouldn't even care about these people.
Do you think it's true that they're getting kickoffs? Like that judge, one of the judges, what's it, Thomas? I think it was
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah. That he was, you know, taking, you know, luxury, you know, bribes.
Well, if he's taking the money,
come on,
and
come on,
ruling in favor for no real reason, like you can see that the law doesn't, it goes against what he's saying or whatever. Because at the end of the day, if the law says it, it's obvious if they ruled the wrong way or right way.
But every other form of government has checks and balances when it comes to shit like that. Bribery, what you can... like, nigga, you can't... What was it? De Blasio? They caught him because he was using the city's money to get cab fare to do his campaigning for the president. Remember, he was running for president? And they were like, oh, he was using company vehicles, company time to promote his running for president.
Do I care?
But these are rules.
Yeah, okay.
They're the rules.
Make them pay it back. All right,
keep going. Did Thomas break the rules? I don't know. Does Thomas fall under the same rules?
That's what I'm saying. Did he rule in favor of whoever's giving the money? Because if the people were just giving them because they're boys or whatever.
They're boys.
You don't say, you never know.
We went to Howard together.
He actually went to Harvard, I think.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
So... it depends what how the money was given and what the money was for.
And what you could prove. Exactly. Right, fair.
Because if he's like, yo, my boy's rich.
But should he be under the same constraints that he's constraining the others in other forms of body and government?
I think he is.
Did he get in trouble for that shit?
I don't think he actually got in trouble. I think it was just people were, hey, that's not fair.
Hey!
That's all there is, yeah.
And nothing came out of it.
Because nothing can come out of it if you didn't do anything wrong. Oh, man. Right? That's what I'm saying. If his boy's rich, imagine you win the lottery and you're rich, and I all of a sudden I run for governor. I'm the governor of New York, and I'm like, damn, I want to go fishing. Like, oh, I'll send my plane to go pick you up, and they're gonna take care of you. Don't worry about it. They're gonna, you know, first class. You're gonna get lunch. I'm gonna put you in a cabin. I'm gonna pay for it all. You just do it, right? And I do it, and then 5 months later, this billionaire gave this guy money, and that's what it feels like to me. It's just like, how do you know they're not friends, or you know what I'm saying? They met somewhere, or Thomas has been. Yeah, I think he's one of the longest running Supreme Court justices.
He must have made friends along the way.
Now, if he's doing it and then you see in one of his cases he ruled in favor of them, and then you can see they have to write why they ruled. And you can see it. You can be like, that's some bullshit reason.
Yeah, that's some.
Now we can say, oh, he's doing this for the money. You know what I'm saying? Now we can overturn that. But if there's no proof in the. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know they're not friends? He's just giving them money.
Yeah, word.
You have to prove it.
Look, they could be friends from opposite ends of the aisle.
And you can say, you can totally make a rule saying, hey, you can't give them money if you're going to bring a case to the court. You can't do it. But if you're never going to bring a case to court and you're just friends, then you know what I mean?
I guess. It's game.
It's just chilling. Or he did it so good that
we finessed it.
He just finessed the system. And if that's the case, he deserves to get it.
He earned that, yeah.
So either way, I want him to get off.
Well, what's the other thing the courts came out with?
I think that was the only three. I mean, we talked about abortion 1,000 times, and it's not, that's old news.
Yeah, no.
I can't even think of anything. Affirmative action, the morning after pill vending machines.
Supposedly, yeah. Keep going.
Yep. Supreme Court gay. Oh, you know what I heard too? There's another thing too. I don't know how true this is. Apparently. Two of the judges in the Supreme Court are planning on retiring very soon.
We got to get Trump back in there.
And the two ones that are planning on retiring are both the right-leaning ones.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all better get your Handmaid's Tale. That shit's going to be premium price. Sell it on the street corners. You heard?
So if Biden wins, he's going to obviously elect activists. That, because the lady he nominated last. I forgot her name. Apparently, her ruling.
Barrett?
No, the black lady. I forgot her name.
I forgot her name too.
Apparently, I mean, I didn't read it, so I can't say proof positive. But the people that did read her objections were like, none of this has anything to do with law. It's all about activists. It's all her saying, hey, that's not fair. You know, we should support the 400 years of oppression and slavery, which are 100% not true. America didn't have slaves for 400 years. That's a lie. So those are the kind of things she wrote. So it's like, we're going to nominate more of those people?
If America did have slaves for 400 years.
America did not.
It did. Well, it wasn't America yet.
The United States of America didn't.
Because it wasn't the United States of America yet.
Exactly, yeah. So you can't blame this government for stuff that they inherited.
Right, that... Yeah, it wasn't even... There wasn't this government.
No, when was that shit not was this going government. Down. That was
Britain.
That was Britain that did that.
That was year 1670. Yeah. While we were coming over from that side, those colonials, that's what that was.
And as... Once the United States became a country, little by little, states made it illegal. They gave more freedom. So little inching the way forward. You know why? Because in the beginning, when they were fighting Britain, there were some states that wanted to give up slavery and other ones that didn't. And the ones that wanted slaves were like, we're not going to join you if you get rid of slavery. I'm just telling you right now. And they're like, compromise. Oh, no, we won't get rid of it. We got to fight these guys. We need your people.
Yeah,
so we're not going to get rid of it right now. So they had to work their way towards it. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it's done. There's people that are going to live until they're 100 years old that want slavery, and they're going to fight for it.
There's a phrase for what you're describing.
Let them die off. Down little by little. It took up to 15th presidents. That's pretty good.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not too bad. You know? I mean, for the slaves, it was bad. But for a country, that's pretty quick.
You think this war will end with Russia this year?
The what?
The war?
The war? I hope so. They're going to negotiate. They're going to figure it out. Ukraine's not going to like the negotiation. Russia will, because Russia's like, man, we'll gain some land.
We got something out of it.
Yeah. Ukraine's not going to like it. You destroyed an entire country. You got to give us money. Nobody's going to force Russia to give money. But Ukraine's not going to like it. But... Do you want the war to end or not?
And who's the middleman to negotiate?
It's got to be America. There's nobody else. You think China's going to do it? You think Ukraine's going to be like, oh, thanks, China, for not giving
India.
Us. India. Maybe. If America lets them. But what are they going to do? You know what I'm saying? Think about it. If China wanted to negotiate, because China's the guy that's trying to do it. You think Ukraine's going to be like, wait, you gave us nothing, the whole war, and you actually gave Russia some stuff. You think we want you to go negotiate at the table? We don't want that. And everybody know America's quote unquote fair. So they're the obvious people to step in and be like, hey, we'll help you guys negotiate. Gotta go. So they're the obvious ones, the obvious choice. The only way I can see is maybe the United States nominates a different maybe Germany.
Oh, you know, as Australia.
Australia's a good
option. That'll be a fucking great choice.
Australia's not even in the war at all. They'd be like, hey, they're a neutral party. We can get them in there, no problem.
Oof.
Yeah. So Australia's a great choice. Beautiful.
That is a good choice, actually.
So, okay, so that's a good choice. I nominate Australia to the table. All the people that say nay, yay.
Oh, it's nay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it's all... The government is all fluff.
Fluffiness.
It's fluff. It's right now we're making.
Was it fluffy when Trump was there? Or was it?
It's fluffy? Always fluffy.
Always fluffy.
Always. Yeah. How fast is it to say, "Hey, we can fix this war if you guys, you know, this. We can negotiate quick." That's why Trump is probably like, "I'll do it in 24 hours." He didn't, you know, 24 hours is a long time to negotiate, figuring things out. You just be like, "All right, what do you guys want? What do you guys want? How do we get to the middle here? How do we work this out?" It's just a lot of fluff.
That's a dojo. Because
it could be like, hey, I want to end this war because my people are dying. But I don't want the world to make me look weak. So you got to give me something so I don't look weak. We got to work. That's the fluff part.
Yeah.
You could just stop it right now. That's where it should be. Hey, we're going to stop the war and that's it. But I can't look bad.
Yeah.
So I got to give it some fluff to make me look like, well, you know, you was a give and a take. And that's all it is. Just fluff. It's always fluff. You know what I'm saying? Making decisions is quick. You talk about negotiating with China. It's all about money, baby. How much you give me? How much? Okay, done. Deal. Shake hands. Done. Yeah,
this is your
but line. But I can't look weak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to make it look good. So let's do this. What takes a long time.
And I got to be the first one in the front of the picture.
Exactly. So it's all fluff.
I don't know. I just don't want to see no more shit.
If you nominate me president, I'm killing that turkey. I'm telling you. That turkey is done.
That's another question. You think we'll see a Rican reckon? A Rican reckon.
I don't know. I don't even know any Ricans that are in office, bro. How about that? Think about Ron DeSantis. Not DeSantis. What's the other guy from
the mayor.
Florida?
The mayor from Miami?
Something Cruz? Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz? Yeah, Ted Cruz.
From Texas.
Is he from Texas or is he from Florida? I don't know. One of them. I think it might be Florida, actually. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's Florida. Ted Cruz is Cuban.
Right.
His family came from a different country here.
On a real boat.
On a boat, on a raft. And look where he's at in office. And you're telling me no Puerto Ricans are here? What we got? Ocasio-Cortez?
Oof.
That's what we have.
She might.
She might be.
Yes, I was about to say.
If she ran.
She got a
chance.
She'd
do pretty good. She'd do really good against Trump.
She would kick his ass.
She should not debate him.
Apparently,
Biden is not going to debate.
But I've heard she's always been running away from questionings.
I mean, she's not very good at it. You know what I'm saying?
That's why she got to dodge it.
She is only where she's at now because she's a woman of color, and because she says things that people that vote like to hear.
That gets them emotionally riled up.
But nothing of substance.
No content.
Did you see the Green New Deal? It's all garbage. Oh, we're going to get rid of airplanes and we're going to make trains around the whole country. You think a nigga wants to get on a train for 10 hours instead of flying across the country for 30? Makes no sense. You know what I'm saying?
If that train was a bullet train like Elon, give it to emails, then you got them. It'll take
so long to do it. You got to build that first before you talk about the airplanes. Because then people are going to be like, no, those trains.
Whatever happened to the Hyperloop thing from here to.
I don't know if
it's still. In an hour.
I don't know. What he did made sense because he's making a structure for his own vehicles to go in. Because apparently the Hyperloop was supposed to be air and they got rid of that idea and they said, oh, my car, when you put it in there, Tesla, you push a button and it locks your car in and it drives by itself 100 miles an hour down the tunnel. You just sit there and relax. Like those pods we were talking about the last episode. That's what he's making.
Little platforms
and now, jump in. Now if you want to drive through that pod, you got to use my technology. I don't know if you saw. You remember Rivian, the car company, the electric car company?
They're around.
Yeah. They made a deal with Tesla saying, hey, we're going to start using your charge ports.
Hell yeah.
That's your standard.
Get in the game.
So now any charging Tesla port, you can bring a Rivian right in there. You just push the button. Bring me there. And it brings you straight there now.
Jesus Christ.
See? And that's how you do it. Little man, you do business deals. Hey, you know? I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I had to give money to somebody, it's Elon.
Hell,
you saw what he did with the satellites? How we got a satellite up in space for free, all of them.
No.
Because other people that want to put satellites into space, they pay him to launch it. And there's a certain amount of weight you could put in this rocket, right? So he's like, oh, I got 100 pounds left. I could put like 2 or 3 little satellites in there for free. Everybody else, they already paid for this rocket. Just throw 2 or 3 in
there. Yeah, jump on.
So every time there was a little space left over, he would throw his
satellite. I got an extra seat. Sit down.
His satellites apparently are tiny too. They're not even huge. But he just threw them in there every time. And every time he launches a thing, free satellites for free up in space.
That's crazy.
He didn't have to pay for any of it. And that's how you do money. That's how you do deals.
I think I want the Neuralink. Let's do it.
The Neuralink sounds scary to me. But when you talk about Neuralink for healing paralyzed, that makes so much sense to me. If you're paralyzed.
The Neuralink scares you because, or.
It scares
me. Because of hacking.
Yeah. Exactly. Because if you connect it basically to, even if you just add memory to it, like that's what it's saying. They want to make you to store memories in it.
That you would see?
Yeah. Kind of like you're kind of going through a file and you know what I'm saying?
For Alzheimer's.
I don't know if you can see it with your eyes.
Like from the back of
your
retina?
Or if it just helps you, because apparently it's supposed to help you recall things quick.
Oh, definitely for like Alzheimer's, nigga.
Yeah. So like, let's imagine you're studying, like right now we were talking about, I forgot what it was. And I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't remember the name of it. Or the colleges. If I had the Neuralink, I would immediately be like, oh, Howard. Howard was founded in 1942. And I'll be able to tell you so much about it. I remember it right away.
Right, like the deep state.
Like if I was studying so hard and I was like, this is my favorite topic. You know what I'm saying?
All I know about. It's
like the back of my head. Yeah. But my thing is the hacking thing. You could throw a memory in there that's not yours.
Or a memory that was only yours.
Or say, take your freaking memory that you
know.
And that's on the news. He was jerking off all day long.
And he was watching murder turkeys. He was watching
stalking porn.
Damn, Thanksgiving's going to hit different after this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We out.
But that's it. Listen, I'm killing that turkey. That turkey's gone if I'm the president.
Have you ever killed a livestock thing?
I'm going to do it live for the first time.
Bitch, have you ever done it? That's the question.
I'm going to hire a butcher. Won't even hire
me. No, go to the Viveros.
I'm about to say, I'll go to Vivero. I'm like, nah, I want you,
Papa. A Vivero is a livestock
thing.
I don't even know what it is.
They kill the animal right in front of you and you
bring livestock.
You don't got to freeze the meat. It's fresh. You
bring butchery? It straight home
and cook it. Yeah. I'll be like, look, listen, Papi, show me how to do it. I'm going to do it on camera. As soon as it's dead, you take it and you start cutting it up right behind me as I'm talking to the people. Hey, right, you can see it in the background. He's just cutting
First
it
of all, I can't even walk next to some shit like that. I want to throw up just thinking about it.
But that's what I want. I want to be talking. Oh, you know, it's good that we killed the turkeys, you know. You're going to eat the turkey anyway, or you don't want to see it die. If you don't want turkeys to die, then stop eating turkey.
Kids would be fucking traumatized.
Or it would... It would open up their mind to be like, yeah.
We should become vegans.
Or, what the fuck, you know, is vegan? we should grow our own food. Have our own farm. Why are we relying on, you know, companies to do that? Just have our own farm.
Every time they see a chicken nugget, they're going to think about the president. They're going to hear it. That shit stays in your brain forever, too. That sound is different.
I'm going to traumatize the nation.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. When I go, I'm like, look, they're not going to vote me for the next 4 years. This is my only chance. I got 4 years. Let's change the world,
guys. Wild out.
Yeah, might as well. We're going to go crazy. I wouldn't even run. I'd put my name on the list. Like, hey, vote for me if you want. But I'm not going to run at all. I'm not going to debate. Whatever party I run for, I'm not going
to
debate.
You're not taking that choo-choo train to Pennsylvania?
None of that. Just, I'm not even going to do nothing. I'm not talking. That's it. I know I'm not going to win. I know it. If I win, it's because you guys really love me killing that
turkey. Are you putting up the Christmas tree in the holidays?
Nothing. No. I'll do Halloween because it's fun for the kids. That's it. Christmas, no tree. No
Hanukkah?
Nothing.
How did Halloween fucking... This guy's
because a satanic it's fun.
Satanist.
It's fun for the kids to dress up. It's like a Halloween party. Let them have fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is a fun holiday.
Yeah. And I won't even... Oh, if I do a Christmas tree, I just do a regular... I'll go to a Target and I'll buy a Christmas tree. Not a giant one like they do in the White House. Just a Target one.
It can only hold one or two ornaments.
Yeah. And again, I'll be talking to the nation about Christmas. The bum Christmas tree there. It'll be so cool. We have a regular outfit on. Like, oh, listen, you guys love Christmas. Jesus, Christmas is
about. My wife made gingerbread cookies, but we burnt half of them.
I'll give it to the reporters. Sorry, guys. This is what we got.
You're going to fuck up our image across the globe.
Or show the world, look, we're real. We're not this facade, you know what I'm saying? The next president is going to do the whole facade, not me.
He's going to go through the whole facade. He's going to bring it back. It will be different, too.
He's going to let that turkey leave.
Everyone's going to be glued to the TV watching. The day comes. Like, what is he going to do?
You know what's going to happen? The news is going to call me when it's going on. What do you think he's going to do? I'm like, he better kill that
turkey. You know what that interview would cause?
Is he going to kill the turkey or not?
I don't know, but if I see that turkey standing line in Highland Boulevard, I'm going to kill this nigga.
You know what I'll do? I'll just get another turkey, and that day, I'll kill my own turkey at my own house.
So you're saying that there'll be more coverage of your ass doing it again?
100%.
You doing it again after.
While I'm killing the turkey, the words on the bottom, where is it, right here on the bottom, is going to say the president pardoned the turkey while I'm killing my turkey.
While the former president is still going in. He's
killing turkey. This guy hates turkeys.
I want you to be president so bad now.
I know.
It's like, yes, somebody kill this motherfucker.
And I'll be real with the people. Look, I'm going to make mistakes and I'm going to mess up. But hey, just know that I'm doing it from an honest place.
You think that if Trump went in that with that kind of like, you know, fine print in the beginning, he would have. Well, because they hate this.
He's narcissistic.
Yeah, because he wants the attention. Yeah. There's ways of getting the attention without.
Or he should, if he was just real about the attention, like, hey, this is kind of fun. You guys follow me everywhere I go. It's kind of cool.
Follow the Balti towel.
Yeah. This is kind of, if he was like honest like that, it kind of, I think people would be like more like.
Is it fair to say that he misses the spot?
Oh, yeah. First of all, he doesn't want to go to jail. So he's like, I need this. I need this White House. I can't go to jail. If I don't get this White House, I can't pardon myself. Because that's what's going to happen. You know, whatever case they got on him.
This nigga's going to knight himself?
Yep. He's not going to go to jail if he becomes president. If he doesn't become president, God knows what's going to happen.
Unless he makes a deal with, like, whoever does. Like
Biden?
His side? DeSantis?
Biden's running again.
DeSantis or
DeSantis is
Pence?
Republicans. Both Republicans and Democrats have nobody. And this is why we need that third party.
it's going to be Trump, isn't it?
This is why when you watch conversations, like political conversations, you're going to see a Democrat, Republican, him talking about a certain topic. When you watch a third party, I don't care what the third party is, you get a totally different perspective. Because they're like, no, what they're both saying is garbage.
Let me give you another idea.
Or they'll take a little piece of this one, a little piece of this one. Yeah, this makes sense, but why this way? You know, do it this way.
And you know what I'm saying?
And put it together. Why are we doing it? Why are we choosing? Why we got to choose? You know what I'm saying? Why, if you're a Republican, you also got to be freaking anti-vax, anti...
Yeah.
You know, why? Or why are you a Democrat? Why you got to be pro this and pro that? Why? Why not just take, hey, look, gay people are cool. I don't mind them living around me and whatever. And you guys can get married, do whatever you want. But you can't force people to make you a cake. You know what I'm saying? You can't force people to marry you in their church if they don't want to marry you. That's not... This is America. We have freedoms here. Just like you have the freedom to marry who you want, somebody should also have the freedom to not marry who they don't want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like forcing the Chinese people to make Italian food.
Exactly. But it's like, if you support gay marriage, then you have to marry gay people. Or if you don't support marrying gay people, then that means you have to be anti-gay marriage. What's that, Joe? First of all, marriage is a contract. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever you want with that.
Yeah, contract. You guys want to share responsibilities of paying taxes? Go fucking crazy.
Go for it. Who cares? You just can't force a church to do it. You know what I'm saying?
This is
anyway, but that's what I mean. Like, if you choose one team, you got to go with all their ideas. If you choose another, it shouldn't be like that. You should be like, hey, I like this.
Do you think we'll see a third party in our lifetime?
I think so. Yeah.
I think not.
I don't think they'll win, but we'll see them.
They'll be there officially.
Yeah, I mean, look,
there's a red party. There's a blue party. It'll be the. Don't say green. Do not say green party.
No, it'll be yellow.
Not Chinese.
The only reason why I say that is because we've already seen them in higher office. There was a congressman that was a libertarian. There was actually two that were libertarian. So they've already made it there. But it's hard for them to get there. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard because they're fighting against the waves. They have to like fight. You know what I'm saying?
They should start by changing their name. Dumb niggas like me don't, you know, how to differentiate between a libertarian and a liberal.
No, that's the problem. Libertarian letters. Is about liberty.
It's letters. Yeah. It's letters.
Libertarians and liberals used to have a lot in common.
It's too close.
They don't. I know. That's why.
You know what it's like? It's like the cereal in a bag in the supermarket. It's the names are too close.
It's kind of, it reminds me of like when we were talking with Mike about democracy. Oh, and I was like, you're just saying that because you don't like Democrat. You think they're similar. You want Republic because it's close to Republican. When you don't understand this difference, you know, it just sounds
And when they say to the Republic, what are they saying? For which it stands.
To the Republic for which it stands. I mean, what else? It's the people.
It's a union of the people.
Yes, union of the people. It's the people.
The people together.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And then.
Now we're talking about the Republicans. To the Republicans for which it does not really mean.
That's what I'm saying. They got to change it up. It's too confusing when you make it sound. It's like a Dr. Seuss book out here. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, the Libertarian Party.
Your face is like, if that's your issue, then we have a way bigger problem.
Well, the Libertarian Party was there in the beginning of our nation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say that the founding fathers were all pretty much libertarian.
They had to be.
Yeah. So.
To write this shit up that they did?
Yeah. It's the only way. They made it so that way.
Wait, you see that picture of them, you know, with the one guy like this and the other guys on the table. You've seen it with the writing of the Constitution, like that image is a famous image behind it. You went to the fucking Capitol building. You were staring at Lincoln's balls. Well, in that image, you could see in the image it depicting that these niggas were agreeing on everything. One nigga's like this, pointing fingers. The other guy's like, you got the three guys over there talking about some shit. So they obviously weren't in agreement, and it must have taken a hot minute to get that written up. Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it did take a long time. Think about it. The country.
That's why image is perfect. You can see niggas arguing. You see niggas like plotting over here, trying to figure out this one.
They won the Revolutionary War. Not in 1776. It was like 1775. It took them like a year for them to write all the documents.
Hell yeah. They must have got together like, nah, this is not going to work. That's going to work.
That's a dumb idea. What are you talking
about? That's where that picture is. And I could see like the work being done to get this shit done.
Remember, they wanted George Washington to be the king of America.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want him to be the
president. And it was him that was like.
They didn't even have an idea what a president was. That was the first time in history there was ever a president.
It was Washington. It was like, nah, I'm not doing this shit again. Yeah. I'm out.
And he was the one that did the two tournament. He's the one that started that.
Yeah, because he was like, yo, you don't understand.
I'll be president for life. And then when I die, the next guy.
Initially.
And then he was like,
no. But after doing it for two times, he was like, yo, I'm out. This cost me my whole life.
And you know what it used to be too? If two people ran for president, the winner would be president, the loser would be vice president.
Oh, shit. Like that.
So you'd be opposite party and you guys are working together.
That's dope.
Yeah, see? They had a good idea and they didn't. Things changed little by little.
And then we'll pick every, you know, 4 years. I'll do this turkey, you do next year's turkey.
Yeah. You kill this one, I kill the next one. And you know what's funny? Like, if it was like that, you know, the president 1 year chooses the turkey, the next year the vice president, I'll wait until the vice president is like, no, I'm going to pardon this turkey. And then as soon as the turkey's walking around, I told the VP, oh, get that turkey.
Get it. Like this nigga there.
Yeah. Get that turkey.
The cameramen are like struggling to get the angle.
Where's the turkey?
Where's the president? What happened to the turkey?
And I'm on the other side of the building killing the turkey.
You hear it? You hear the snap? Just over the fence.
Oh, while the vice president's talking, you just hear the snapping because I'm putting on a microphone.
Everybody instantly, the sigh in America.
And then the vice president's like, he killed the turkey, didn't he? Son of a gun. I knew he was going to do it.
This is the America I want.
Yo, they wanted to make the turkey the bird of America. Did what? You know that?
Yeah. No.
They didn't want the eagle.
No. There was a lot of turkeys. Yeah.
What's his name? The guy. Thomas Jefferson. He was like, we have to have that turkey. It's a strong bird. It's all over the place. It's our bird. And they changed
it. That nigga must have lost.
He lost. Imagine a dollar bill with a turkey in the back. Oh my gosh. Wow, like we wouldn't even have turkey for Thanksgiving. We'd probably be eating eagles.
It would be a sin.
We'd be eating eagles today.
Damn, nigga. You know how many eagles is gonna take just to feed my family? God, growing up, that's a lot of eagles.
Gosh. Maybe it'll be chickens. You never know.
Oh, yo, the basement. This is why you should have come down here. It gets ridiculous at certain points. Yeah, sometimes with my Illuminati little symbol. Getting ready for it. I was doing my interview for that job thing and I found this thing and I read off my answers to her questions with this card.
What?
That's another episode, ladies and gentlemen. How to do a successful interview. The basement, we out.
Peace. Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side and please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment and maybe we'll respond back to you and hopefully you'll be a guest on our next episode. Turn to God to disaffect. That's what the Trump now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting on, spitting for where the sacred texts are given.